What I'm going to do now, since we've got one left for the Sunday school group, I'm going to ask Gary to come and give me my reading for today. He's got the Bible there, the New International Version. He's going to read out of Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 to 4. So if you want to listen to that.
Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honour your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy a long life on the earth. Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and in instruction of the Lord.
Thank you very much. Not bad to be able to read and to do that at short notice, but thank you for your help, Gary. So, just going to run through some points here. As I said earlier, the reason I want to speak today is on the subject of biblical authority. I should really have the wee click if somebody's got that. Maybe perhaps I forgot to bring it up. Biblical authority. A great subject, and obviously one that we are not going to cover exhaustively, but I want to consider what it has to say in certain issues that are effective and relevant for us in our day and age, and to see how that is of benefit and blessing, and a challenge as well to us, because we live, as I mentioned in our update, we live in testing times. Many tests that we go through individually, collectively as a church, there's an awful lot that goes on, and a lot that is happening, and that's why we study the Word of God, and that's why in this month's update I've referred to Nehemiah and the challenge that he faced and the attitude that he had as a man of God and as a leader who had to come into a very difficult situation. So what I want to speak about today is, what does the Bible say? It's all right saying, well, I think, or this, you know, there's different groups, different organisations we have in our nation, across the world, who have their opinions, who have the things that they want to do and to achieve. They have their pressure, they have their agenda. But what does the Bible say on matters that we have to face up to and come across day by day? For instance, about marriage, this is what the Bible says. That is why a man leaves his father and mother and is united to his wife, and they become one flesh. This is the institution of marriage as God introduced it. And this is important. We go back to the book of Genesis, the book of beginnings, of origins, and this is in the right at the very outset. We could have said Genesis 1:27 that God made man, woman, in his image, different from everything else that was created. And God had instituted marriage, and this was his purpose, that a man and a woman, that they would come together. They would leave the parents, and they would set up effectively